Welcome back to part two of A Father's Love. Now, where we left off at, LaShelle has just confronted Stacy about her going on a Greyhound on a Wednesday because that's what her mom said. But Stacy is denying it and she's saying she was at work. Now, LaShelle is trying to figure out, why would Stacy lie about that? So while LaShelle is sitting in her room pondering, why would she lie about something like that? Across town, Miss Sabrina, LaShelle's mother, is on the phone with Andre. Now, since LaShelle gave Andre her mother's number, they've been on the phone multiple times. But on this particular day, the conversation went like this. Andre. Hey, Mom Brina, how you holding up? Oh, baby, I'm doing fine. How you holding up in there? Yeah, I'm taking it easy, but you know, I was just checking on you to make sure everything's good. Everything is going good. Thanks for asking, baby. Well, Mom Brina, I just want to know, did you ever get the opportunity to talk to Miss Cheryl? Yeah, me and Cheryl is slowly rekindling our friendship, baby. But you know I'm mad at you because you had me thinking that my best friend of 52 years was fucking my daughter's boyfriend. And I thought I had to beat her ass. So you're wrong for that. Yeah, Mom Brina, you know I felt bad. That's why I'm trying to make the situation better. Well, I appreciate you for fixing your mistakes, baby. But don't let that shit happen again. I know. No, it won't, Mom Brina. I apologize. But did you tell Miss Cheryl what I said? I told her everything that you said. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. Love you. Click. And that was that. So the next day, while LaShelle was at work at her good government job, she decided to do some research while she was on her break. She got on her computer and she started researching to see if it was a Greyhound station next to that Aldi grocery store that her mother said she seen Stacy at. But she came up with nothing. So she decided to call the grocery store and ask them about a Greyhound bus being in their parking lot. The grocery store said they don't know what she's talking about. So LaShelle is confused, and she like, well, what is going on? So she decided to pick up her cell phone and call her mother. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, Ma, how you doing? How your day going? It's going well. Ma, can you tell me about what time of day did you see Stacy getting on the bus down there at the grocery store parking lot? She said, baby, it's about 2 p.m. She said, okay, Mom, thank you. She said, is everything okay, baby? Yes, everything fine. I just wanted to know. She said, okay. Click, and they hung up the phone. Now, on this particular day, it happens to be Wednesday. LaShelle takes her break at 1 o'clock. The time right now is 1:15. So she pondered in her brain, well, maybe I should take the rest of the day off and head down to the Audi's parking lot to see if it's a bus there. She logs out of her computer. She gets up and she goes to her boss. She said, I'm gonna take the rest of the day off. The boss said, you okay? Everything's okay? She said, yeah, I just need to check on Andre. The boss not knowing that she's talking about her baby father when really the boss thinking she's talking about her son, Lil Andre. So the boss immediately said, well, handle your business. Call me if you need anything. LaShelle said, I will. She gets on the elevator heading from the 7th floor down to P1, the parking garage level. She gets in her car and she put it in the GPS and it says 20 minutes away. She put her key in, she crank her car up, she turn that radio down, pull the windows up because she's in her thoughts. She reversed that car, she wind that wheel, she put it in drive and she head out the parking garage. It didn't take her nothing but one stop sign and two lights and she was there. As she pulls up to the Aldi grocery store, she look in the parking lot and she sees the bus sitting there in the parking lot. She turned into the parking lot and she parked her car spaces away from the bus. She put her car in park and she turned that key off and she's sitting there looking. No one is around the bus, no one is pulled up to the bus, no one is on the bus but the driver. So LaShelle decides to get out her car, shut her door, put her car alarm on and walk towards the bus to ask the bus driver some questions. She gets to the bus, she taps on the door, the bus driver opened the door, he said, how can I help you? She said, what is this bus for? The bus driver looked at her and said, this is a private transportation company that transport passengers to a penitentiary in West Virginia to visit inmates. LaShelle replied, oh, really? Okay, thank you. Walked away, head to her car, because she's going to sit there and wait to see who these passengers are. Now Lachelle gets back in her car impatient, tapping her knees. She put the key in the ignition just to turn it on, just to crack the windows because it's getting hot in here. As she's sitting there nervous and anxious looking at her watch, the time now is 1:55. She look up, she see people, but no one she's familiar with. Then she looked back at her watch, the time now was 1:56. As she raised her head and looked out the window, there she seen a blue midnight Toyota Camry pulling in the parking lot, backed up, decided to park with tint windows, get out the car, stood up, and there she was. Stacy. Now Lachelle's heart has dropped. She's now questioning herself. What to do? What should I do? Should I approach this bitch? While she's sitting there questioning herself, Stacy is now walking on the bus. She look at her watch. It's 2 p.m. The bus is now driving out the parking lot, heading to West Virginia. Lachelle is in so much disbelief, she done dropped the keys. She done picked the keys up now, put it in ignition, turned the car on. She done grabbed her seatbelt, locked herself in, put the fucking car in drive, and started to follow that motherfucking bus, okay? Yeah, like she was on a high-speed chase. She, too, is on her way to West Virginia. Now, from Maryland to West Virginia, this about a four-hour drive. And the whole time, Lachelle is in her head, just asking questions that she don't have the answers to. Why this bitch going to West Virginia? Is she fucking with my baby father? I'ma kill this bitch. I'ma get her. They finally arrive in West Virginia at the penitentiary. She's in the parking lot. The bus pulls to a designated area. She can see from where she is the people getting off the bus and they going through a gate. Now at this moment, Lachelle don't know what the fuck to do, but her cell phone rings. She look at the cell phone and it's Andre. Her hand is shaking as she talking to herself out loud. What the fuck I'ma say to him? What the fuck I'ma say? What he gonna say to me? Hold on. Calm down, Lachelle. Calm down, Lachelle. She takes a deep breath and then she answered the phone.
Hello? Yeah, what's up with you, boo? What's going on? Ain't nothing, Andre. What's popping? Nothing. I'm just chilling. How you doing? You ever decide when you gonna come see me? Yeah, I was thinking about coming today. Okay, well, come on. You know? I'm ready when you are, because don't nobody come and see me. I'm waiting to see when my baby mother gonna come see me. I don't got nobody but you. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna sign up and come see you. What's your inmate number?
Andre gave Lachelle the inmate number in the middle of the conversation. Then Lachelle goes to say, Andre, I gotta go. I'm at work, and I'm working on a big project. He says, okay. Love you, boo. I love you, too. Click. She hangs up the phone. She then called the penitentiary. Due to the fact that she's a family member on his list, she can get access to the guest list. She's now on the phone with the officer, and she told the officer that she's trying to schedule a visit, but she can't get through because someone took her visit. The officer says, what's the inmate ID number? She gave him the number. The officer get the looking in the system. The officer called Andre by his last name, Johnson. Lachelle says, yes. The officer says, he ain't had no visitors since he been here. You sure you put the right number in?
She said, maybe I didn't.
The officer said, would you like for me to do it now?
Lachelle said, I'll call back.
Click. She's confused. Now, as Lachelle is sitting in the car, she decided to call her mother. She dialed her mother up and she said, hey, Mom, I got a question. Mom said, yes, baby, what's the question? She said, what's Aunt Cheryl's last name? She said, Robinson, baby. She said, okay, Mom, thank you. The mother said, baby, is everything okay? She said, Mom, I'm going to tell you as soon as I find out. She said, okay, be safe. Love you. Love you too, Mom. Click. Now she online in the public records for the jail penitentiary. She put in Timothy Robinson. Bing, popped up. He in there. She then picked up the phone and called the penitentiary back. She said, hey, I'm trying to schedule a visit for Timothy Robinson, but I think someone took my visit. The officer on the other end of the phone said, that's open today. He don't have no visitors. Matter of fact, he ain't had no visitors since he been here.
She said, okay.
Click.
And that's when it hit Lachelle. SJ.
But why is Stacy going to see SJ?
We'll find out in part 3.